B104.3 there. It's time now for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should never think gossip. Why should you stop now?
You don't think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
All right. We got to kick off the Daily Dust with some sad news, unfortunately. Dolly Parton, America's angel, her husband of 58 years, Carl Dean, passed away yesterday. He was 82, and last year Dolly was asked about the secret to a long marriage. She joked at first and then gave a serious answer.
Stay gone as much as you can. I've been married 50 years. I've been home about 45 of those. So it works perfect. No, actually, you need to have respect and love for each other. You need to be good friends, too.
Yeah, good friends. That's very important. Make each other laugh. Travis Kelce's 87 and Running Foundation, that's dedicated to helping underprivileged children, donated $3 million to the Kansas City charity Foster Love toward remodeling a three-story home into a six-bedroom living facility for foster youth. All right, now, Lindsay Lohan has already seen Freakier Friday. And while a lot of details are under wraps, we know the sequel will have Lindsay and Jamie Lee Curtis switching bodies with two 14-year-old girls.
I'm very excited.
Yeah.
It's going to be everything they're wanting and more.
Oh, yay. I can't wait to see it later this year. People are not loving the animation in the new Shrek 5 teaser. They have time to fix it, right? Rick Astley recently shared an acoustic cover of Chapel Roan's Pink Pony Club. No, it is actually Pink Pony Club, not Rick Rolling You.
I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. At Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me. Won't make my mama proud. It's gonna cause a scene. She sees a baby girl, and now she's gonna scream.
Rick Astley so much. Someone in the comments on his video said, did we get Rick Roaned? Get it? Chapel Roan, Rick Roaned. I thought that was a good one. A new McDonald's commercial about celebrities' go-to breakfast orders includes Kieran Culkin's Small Coke, Kiki Palmer's Oatmeal and Hash Brown, and Julia Fox's Hotcakes with 10 syrup packets and hot chocolate. Wait, is she drinking the hot chocolate? And could the Victorious spinoff include a mini reunion? Victoria Justice is not ruling it out.
I mean, you never know. Like, maybe, you know, Tori will pop in for an episode. Who knows? Never say never. But I'm honestly just so happy for Daniela. I love her. And, you know, she deserves all the success and all the best.
The original series ran on Nickelodeon from 2010 to 2013. And not surprisingly, Elon Musk did not enjoy Mike Myers' impression of him on Saturday Night Live. It was funny, but it was more of a British accent rather than that weird, not American, not South African accent that Elon Musk has. And speaking of Elon Musk, I got a dirt alert. Not only has he had his 14th child, but last night, before Jon Stewart explained how Elon Musk backed out on his offer to do The Daily Show, Jon actually pulled out a sippy cup.
I am not allowed to have big boy mugs anymore. There was an actual meeting of the safety department of Paramount and Viacom that was like, no more ceramic for Mr. Stewart. So they wanted to baby-proof.
They want to baby-proof everything around him, probably. He's had stitches twice. That's twice too many times. And that is the Daily Dust, complete with a dirt alert. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. Ow! I have a hangnail. Does that make my job too dangerous?